Thank you for joining me today on The Diet Dilemma. I want to start today's podcast with a personal note about what's going on in the world. It's a particularly scary and uncertain time. And during this time, I want to take a moment to acknowledge all those who have been deeply affected by the coronavirus. The death toll is continually rising, and my heart goes out to everyone who has lost a loved one. I encourage you to take a moment today to quiet the panic and practice some gratitude. One thing I have seen more than ever before is the need to be united, which is such an uplifting thought while our world is extremely divided and in a bit of state of panic. Wash your hands, be kind to each other, and tell someone close to you why you feel lucky to have them in your life. Now let's get to it. Hi everyone, I'm Risa Grew, holistic nutritionist, and welcome to the Diet Dilemma podcast, where we break down popular eating lifestyles and foundational issues for wellness. I'm a firm believer that not every diet is right for every person, and not every person is right for every diet. Let's dig in. The coronavirus is a virus that primarily affects the respiratory system. So symptoms may include runny nose, sneezing, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, and sometimes, but not always, a fever. You can get the coronavirus by breath, by sneezing, somebody coughing near you, by something that somebody has touched, and it might take up to 2 weeks to become sick. Let's talk about what we can do to avoid it. And even if we come in contact with it, we want to make sure that our immune system is as strong as possible so the virus will not live in the body. So there are several ways we can boost our immune system. One is to keep hydrated. So we always want to make sure that we have plenty of water. My rule of thumb is half your body weight in ounces every single day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should be drinking 75 ounces of good, clean spring water. Another thing you can do is sleep. Sleep is imperative for our immune system. We want at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep every single night, of good, solid sleep, uninterrupted. So when we sleep, we repair. We repair all night long, all the major organs. We do everything that we can to boost the immune system and repair what needs to go out the door. The other thing that is super imperative to boost the immune system is eating well. This is not the time to stay home and eat candy. This is the time to stay home and eat really good food that is going to boost your immune system. 75 to 85% of our immune system is produced in our gut. I'm going to say that again because it is critically important. 75 to 85% of our immune system is produced in our gut. So that's why we need a very good, effective, strong, healthy gut. That's why we need to eat well. And we get a healthy gut in a myriad of ways, but one of the ways that is critically important that everyone can do is eat well. High fiber foods are going to help stimulate your good gut microbiome. So the greatest immune boosting foods are from the earth. All your vegetables will really help you boost your immune system. All your vegetables are great. You want to always make sure you have high variety of color. So a rainbow of color, if you possibly can, is always best. Any way you want them, steamed, stir-fried, roasted, grilled, raw, I'm totally fine any way you want them. If you can tolerate them raw, great. If not, cooked. And 60 to 80% of your plate should always be vegetables. Make it a challenge with your family. See how many colors you can have on your plate and have that discussion while you're having dinner. Little kids will love that. How many colors do you have? And which color tastes the best? Those are great conversations to have with young kids. But your vegetables are great, specifically turmeric and ginger. Those are anti-inflammatories. They're really great. Disease loves to live in inflamed states, so we always want to decrease inflammation. Turmeric is excellent. You can get it in powdered ground form. You can get it in the root. Make sure when you're cooking with turmeric to always add black pepper. That makes it absorbable. And of course, we have our CurcuBurst in our office, which is the curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric. And it's in highly absorbable form. You can eat them. They almost taste like candy. Everybody loves them, but they are anti-inflammatory. But you can get them at the market. I'm sure they're leaving some turmeric on the shelf. So turmeric and ginger, I would highly recommend. But your citrus fruits, not a ton, especially if you have a lot of blood sugar dysregulation. But garlic is another one that has really wonderful antiviral, antibacterial properties. So that's a really, really good one to have if you can tolerate it, if you don't have SIBO, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. But all green leafies are hugely important. Those are really great immune boosting foods. In addition, you want some animal protein. Of course, your fish should always be wild. And as opposed to farmed, your beef should be grass-fed and grass-finished, hopefully, if you can find that. And your chicken, your turkey, all your poultry should be pastured. That's always best. But if not, it's very hard to find and very expensive. So it is best to get free range. I know the shelves are really barren and it's hard to get. I know myself, I could not find any chicken or beef yesterday when I went to the market. So do the best you can. If you have to go a little bit more vegetarian, that's totally fine. If you have leftover bones from chicken or anything, feel free to make some bone broth and make some soups. I always have bone broth in my freezer, so I will be making soups for sure. That is a great way to get some good animal protein and some good collagen that will help boost the intestinal lining. And of course, the collagen in my office. Collagen is great. It will help boost your immunity and help your intestinal lining. You can always go get those things online. So in addition to those foods, then of course your nuts and your seeds, eggs, if you can tolerate those, are all great. And seeds have some greats, like sesame seeds, for instance, are really, really good. High in protein. People wouldn't even realize that, but they are a little high in protein. So I sprinkle those on all my salads. So foods that are going to destroy your immune system are basically anything that is going to deplete your gut and deplete your white blood cells. So A number one is sugar. I know everybody's unhappy when I say that, but sugar really is the devil. It does eat our good gut bacteria. And in fact, it's known that about one tablespoon of sugar can hinder your white blood cell count up to 50% for up to 5 hours. So we really want to cut out sugar right now. That would not be a good food to help us boost our immunity. Gluten is an inflammatory food, usually comes with sugar. So I would definitely say everybody would benefit from taking out gluten. So I would definitely recommend doing that or cutting way back significantly. And then dairy. Dairy boosts a lot of inflammation. And even if it's organic, most of our dairy is filled with growth hormones and antibiotics. But even if it's good dairy, it does have casein, which does inflame the gut. And then we have, of course, lactose, which is a dairy sugar. So we really want to stay away from dairy. And then processed foods, sodas, any sugary drinks, refined carbohydrates, and then our favorite one, alcohol. So alcohol basically turns into sugar, and it will affect our immune system. So this is not the time to stay home and be drinking and eating processed foods that are in high sugar foods. So I'm sorry about that, but now is the time to build your immune system, and those things will eat your good gut bacteria and not make you feel good either. Let's talk about supplements because, oh gosh, I was asked about supplements about 55 times today. or I should say 55 times each hour. Yes, there's plenty of supplements that you can take to boost your immune system. The first and foremost I will recommend, as I always do every day, is vitamin D. Vitamin D is basically our immune system. We always want to have enough vitamin D. If you do not have current blood labs, I would really recommend that you get them soon to find out where you stand with vitamin D. But I work with professional volleyball players and professional athletes that are in the sun all the time, and they are also low in vitamin D. So yes, we make most of our vitamin D through the sun, but most of us do not have enough vitamin D. So the numbers that we want to see on our D3 is between 80 and up to 100. So between 80 and 100, if you're autoimmune, I'll even take it up to 120. So that's where we want to see our vitamin D. If you don't have blood work, then I would recommend that you just load up on vitamin D in the short term until you get your blood work. But vitamin D is critically important for immunity. You can go up to 50,000 IUs for 3 days. You don't want to go that high for longer than 3 days, but you can go pretty high, anywhere from 10,000 to 30,000, even 40,000 for a week or so. I've been giving my kids vitamin D at high levels and myself for the last week or so. It really is amazing. So vitamin D is really critical, and I have a D3 with vitamin K that you always want to have for absorption factor, and it is a fat-soluble vitamin, so it's best to take it with food which contains a fat, a handful of almonds or some almond butter or some coconut milk or almond milk or just any kind of fat will do. So D is really critical. And again, I have D3 Ultra on my website that you can get. We're fully stocked. The other thing that I recommend is omega-3s. Omega Max, my Omega Max, is an amazing omega-3 supplement. And what omega-3 does is it has tons of DHA and EPA. Those are your essential fatty acids. Yes, we can get them from food, but people do not get enough. Unless you're eating a can of sardines a day, you are not getting enough omega-3 fatty acids. Critical for brain health, critical for heart health. It will bring your cholesterol down or normalize it, but critical for gut health and incredibly imperative for inflammation. So again, I have been giving high doses of Omega Max in my office. You want about 3 to 5 grams to build your immunity. And the other thing that I recommend is digestive enzymes. So our Enzymix Max is a digestive enzyme. It's awesome. It has hydrochloric acid. It has ox bile in it so you can digest your fats. It is an amazing full digestive enzyme filled with everything you need. You don't have to take a lot, just one per meal, and you just want to have it with food. But when we don't have an acidic stomach, we have an alkali stomach, and that's where bacteria and viruses like to live. They have a nice alkaline stomach. You're feeding it bread, sugar, dairy, and alcohol, and it says, this is great. I can stay here for a while. But what we're really trying to do is have an acidic stomach. We want our tubes acidic, and we want our blood alkalized. Most people do not have enough stomach acid to break down their foods. If you're getting bloating, if you have heartburn, if you have GERD acid reflux, most likely you are not having enough digestive enzymes. As we age, we produce and excrete less and less digestive enzymes. So anyone over 50, I'm for sure putting them on Enzyme Max. And some people need it when they're younger. But it's really situational. But I take Enzyme Max every single meal, one per meal. And again, that is also available on our website at risagrewnutrition.com. The other things that you want to really focus on to boost immunity are zinc. Zinc is amazing. Zinc has so many benefits. It also helps you create your digestive enzymes. It's a precursor for that. But it is really helpful for not only our immune system, but it helps us digest our proteins and absorb our calcium and our iron. So really important for those osteoporosis, osteopenia, anemic people. Zinc is really, really, really important. Glutathione, Oh my gosh, glutathione is amazing. It is our master antioxidant. We all produce glutathione, but it goes out the door. We do not recycle it, so it's really important to keep putting glutathione in. Again, as we age, we need more glutathione, and if we have any autoimmune disease, you are absolutely going to be on glutathione if you are working with me. Glutathione, as I mentioned, is our master antioxidant, so we want to take that. We have two different forms. One is a liquid form. One is a supplement form. I really give it to people interchangeably. If you are traveling, you're going to probably take the capsules. And if you're home, you can take a liquid. The liquid has NAC, so we just want to make sure that if you are currently battling cancer, you just want to have the supplemental form, at least the kind that I have in my office. And the other last thing that I would recommend for immune boosting is my anti-flu shot. We call it the anti-flu shot because it is an immune booster. And it's not actually a shot. It's a tonic. It's a drink. We just make that. And it's comprised of several different ingredients, but they are all immune boosters. They help support our Treg cells and our killer cells. So those are our immunity. We have TH1, TH2, TH17. Those are our Treg cells. They monitor our immunity. So we want things to boost our Treg cells. And that is the anti-flu shot. It's comprised of about five things in there. We will send you the recipe with it when you receive it in the mail. Everybody can do this. You put it in about 8 to 12 ounces of water, depending on how diluted you want it. It tastes great. We've never had not one person complain that I think it tastes great. Everybody seems to as well. And so have one or two of those every day. If you do feel like you're getting symptoms, or you feel like you're getting sick, then I would add one. I would do two to three for sure. Anybody young on our kids that we're working with, anybody under 80 pounds, they're totally safe to take that once a day. One instead of two or three, they're totally fine. Vitamin D, I would give them 5,000 IUs. Omega, I would give them one. And then Enzyme Max, they probably don't need because they're making their own digestive enzymes. Zinc, you can give them a little bit of that, maybe a half of a capsule or a whole capsule. And glutathione, they probably don't need, but it wouldn't hurt them to have it. So those are all the things that will boost your immune system. If you do come down with coronavirus, don't panic. We have things to antivirals, and we'll give you some vitamin A to help combat it. But don't panic. And just the first sign of symptoms, see if you can get tested and we will help you. We are here for you and here to help you through this journey. So I hope that answered all of your questions about coronavirus. It is serious. We want to take it seriously. Not everybody is dying from it, so you can recover from it, but it is the people with autoimmunity that I worry about the most. So there, anybody who has an immune system that is compromised, I am worried about you. And those are the people I would recommend doing everything we talked about just now, eating like a champ and taking the supplements to prevent and build your immune system. If you have any questions, just give us a call at the office at 949-851-3106. As always, reach out to us via the website at risagrewnutrition.com. Until next time, stay healthy.